Good morning, everyone. We thank God for another day. And because of His grace and His mercy, we're here together one more time. Welcome to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad. I'm the First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church, Apostolic in New Jersey. God has always been good to us. He has done so much for us. And so we're going to keep on understanding that God is our strength and He's our refuge. And we're going to keep on trusting Him, because God can do so much for us than we can even give for ourselves. And because of God's grace, we don't have to give up. We don't have to give in. But we can hold on and trust God. Our scripture today will be taken from Psalms 143 verse 10. And it reads, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. So lead me into the land of uprightness." This is something good that we can say to God, "Teach me, Lord, to do thy will." And we're going to pray for that today. Let us pray. Father Jesus, we want to thank you for all that you have done for us. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for another day that you have made. We thank you for your privilege, God, that we have, that we can come before you today. You have always been a good God. You've been a holy God. You've been a righteous God. You've been a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. You've been able to do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. And Lord, because of that, God, we can stay in your will, like the songwriter said. Because you are everything to us, Lord God. And in your will, there's joy, there's hope, there's happiness. There's our refuge and our strength. And God, we thank you for another prayer session we can come and pray. And we are praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, God. That, Lord, you will help us. Teach us to do your will, God. Teach us to be, to stay in connection with you, to stay in your will. As you have promised us, God, you will do. Oh, Father God, everything you promise us, you will complete. So teach us to do your will. You are our God. There's no one even compared to you. No one, God, can do for us what you can do for us. You can do more for us than we even can do for ourselves, God. You promise us, God, good things. And if we stay in your will, God, you complete your promises in our life. All that you have promised us, God, can come to pass. Your love for us, your grace, your mercy, God, everything. If we stay in your promises, God. And so, Lord God, we thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for reminding us that you are God who's able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. You are God who's able to help us withstand every problem, every trouble, every situation that comes our life. Because you promised to stay with us. You promised to be with us. You promised to be our God. You promised to be our Savior. You promised to be our Redeemer. You promised, God, to do for us what we can never even do for ourselves. And because of that, we can give you thanks and we can praise you and we can glorify your holy name. And so, Lord God, teach us to do your will. Teach us to be the people of God we destined, you would like for us to become, we destined to become. Teach us, Lord God, not to wander away from you. Teach us, Lord God, not to be caught up in sin and the things of this world. But teach us, oh God, how to be holy, how to live a life that pleasing to you. Help to make a difference, God. Oh, God, everywhere we go, to everyone we connect to everyone we encounter, how to make a difference in their life, God. How to keep on praying, even when we don't think our prayers are being answered. How to keep on reaching out to you, because, Lord, You said we should stay in your will, stay in your presence, stay in your anointing, knowing that you are able to do great things for us. You won't, God, let us down. And we shouldn't give up on you, but we should hold on to you and be strong in you. Get to that place where you want us to be so your anointing power can take hold of us, Lord Jesus. So, God, continue to teach us to do your will. Continue to remind us that you are a God, that you are a Savior. You're not like a regular person of this world, God. What you can do for us, we can't even do for ourselves. You can make way for us, open door for us, bless us, God, unconditionally. And we thank you, God. Help us to stay in your will, stay connected to you. Stay, God, in your presence. Don't give up on you. Keep on praying, God. And for your will to be done. And so, Lord, as we go through this day, God, we don't know the plans of the day, but you know, God, and we are asking you, God, to take control of us, go ahead of us, and prosper this day so your will can be done. Help us to stay in your will, stay connected to you. Don't stop praying, don't stop trusting you, don't stop, God, believing that you can do great things for us. Let us not give up on you, God, but continue to believe that God is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, because of that, we want to keep on staying with you, God, and remembering that you are our refuge and strength. You can teach us, God, to do your will, like you said, God, for thou art God. And Lord, you said thy spirit is good. And you will lead us into the land of uprightness. Help us to remember that you are God who have good desire for us. If you stay connected to you, God, you will keep those promises you made for us to prosper us, to help us, Lord God, to experience things we never thought possible. Because, God, you are good, God. Enable us to have good spirit, good mind, good heart, and to stay, God, focused on you. Help us not to give up on the things of this world, but help us to remember the promises that you have made as we go through this day, God. We don't know what this day have in store, but you know, God, and everything that if there is anything that's not right, God, remove it and don't let it come nigh us. Keep us, God, protected. Keep us safe. Keep us, God, wherever we go, whatever we do, God, let your will to be accomplished. And everyone that listening to this prior podcast, I'm praying, God, that you will be with them as they go through this day. Cover them under the blood. Keep them safe from danger seen and unseen. Watch over them, God. Remember all the promises you have for them, God. Fulfill your will in each and every one of our hearts, God, so that your will can be done and not our will, God, because you are God. And everything you promise us, God, can come to pass because of your love for us. Help us, Lord God, to draw closer to you because you are God who can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves. And so, God, help us to stay connected with you. Stay in your presence. Remember that you are God of our refuge and strength. And God who is able to keep us from danger seen and unseen. A God who is able to do great things for us. And as we go through this day, God, help us to remember your scripture, God. Teach us, God, to do your will. For you are our God. Remind us that you are our God. You're not a regular person. You are God who can do above all that we could ever ask and think of. And help us, God, to remember that the Spirit, you have a great Spirit. You are God of spirits. And you can do for us, if we surrender to you, you can transform us into the people of God we're destined to become. Lead us, God, into uprightness. Lead us, God, to do the right thing, the things that are pleasing to you. And Lord, remember all the promises you made for us. Let them not wander away from you, but draw us even closer. We thank you, God, for another day that we can pray. We thank you for everyone that listened to this podcast. And God, we pray for your will to be done in us. Stay connected to us, God. Keep us, God, close to you and in your presence so all your will can be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for another day. Keep us focusing on you as we go through this day. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you who are praying and listening to this prior podcast. Have a great day. And just remember, the promises that the Lord made for us is good. He wants to bless us. He wants to prosper us. He wants us to have a good day. So go through this day thanking the Lord and asking Him to teach us to do His will and your, so that His will can be done in each and every one of us. See you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.